Dean Ornish and Caldwell Esselstein have documented in their studies in small groups of patients that strict vegetarian or vegan style eating can in fact not only normalize blood levels of cholesterol, but can actually begin to reverse the arterial disease pattern, even in patients who have advanced disease. I think it's this aspect of dietary therapy, and in addition, the value of exercise, of regular daily aerobic exercise, that most people underestimate. And I think if we can get people to the level of believing that they control their destiny more than we do, we will have more and more success. The problem with that approach is that we have had a hard time getting young people to move away from the temptation of the kinds of foods that they should avoid and in favor of more healthy eating habits. There are many reasons for that, but I think it's incumbent upon parents and ultimately the schools to take a leadership role and not lead by actually education alone, but actually lead by example. So that if the parents are in the gym working out or walking vigorously and regularly, and if they're eating sensibly and avoiding the foods that are unhealthy, they're more likely to have children that will follow the same lifestyle pattern.